Jayanilo Premadana Karuna Pratu Prabhu Gota Gela Acharya Thakku Sanata Kadasarago Nata Patita Pava Kahamura Pata Yuga Kahakavira Eka Kale Kota Gela Goranatara Asani Kutivo Mata Anale Pashivo Gunera Niri Kota Gili Pava Sisabha Sangira Sangi Je koi lo vila Se sangana paya kande narutamo Paya kande narutamoda jayani lo prema dana karuna praju Veno Prabhu Kota Gela Acharya Thakku Thank you. Krishna Prabhu Kota Gira Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Jaya Vaishnava Thakur, Jaya Vaishnava Thakur, Jaya Vaishnava Thakur, Jaya Vaishnava Thakur. Jaya Vaishnava Thakur, Jaya Vaishnava Thakur, Jaya Vaishnava Thakur, Jaya Vaishnava Thakur. Ananda Gauri Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Nityananda Vishnu Vishnupada Divine Grace Sri Hesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki Ananda Gauri Vaishnavinda Ki Sad Goswami Prabhu Ki Mama Charja Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Shikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopiko Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki Virjabhumi Vrindavan Dham Ki Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami Tiruva Mahamahotsav Ki Dai Go Premanandi Sri Sri Krishna Baldao Ki. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to you, Srila Prabhupada. So today is the Panchami of the dark half of the first month of rainy season, Chaturmasya, Shravan. And on this day, Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami left this world. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Sadakaya Chaksurum Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Vistam Tapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapanandiyam Aradanas Chirandandai Vridam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Ujo Dilisyam Janma Jambani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Srivasari Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Pancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. So in this holy disappearance day of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami, though I'm totally unqualified, most fallen, somehow the Vaishnavas have asked me to speak something about Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He was most elevated from the day beginning of his life. He got association. He's unique amongst the six Goswamis from his very early age. From our early age, we were doing all types of unmentionable things. But Gopal Bhatta Goswami, from very early age, he got the association of Mahaprabhu. So it's interesting because today is Monday, we're supposed to talk about Chaitanya Charitamrita. But we find very little information in Chaitanya Charitamrita about Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Because when Krishnadas Kaviraj was interviewing the different Goswamis to get their information about their association with Mahaprabhu, Gopal Bhatta was so humble, he said, "Please don't put my name in Chaitanya Charitamrita." So only very carefully has Krishnadas Kaviraj ever mentioned Gopal Bhatta Goswami. But in none of the biographies of Mahaprabhu we find hardly any information. We find only get information mostly from Bhakti Ratnakar and Prema Vilas, few other works. There's information about Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So it was exactly just about this time, because now Chaturmasi has started, and Mahaprabhu was on his South Indian tour. So just about this very time, he came to Sri Rangam. And he entered into the temple of Ranganath. And there he began to do Prem Sankirtan. Not just ordinary Sankirtan, but Prem Sankirtan. Dancing ecstatically before the Sri Vigraha of Sri Ranganath. Of course, this created quite a scene in Ranganath temple. Generally, the South Indians are all in Sri Sampradaya. They worship Lord in the form of Narayan. And they're quite reserved. Mostly the most ecstatic symptom they'll demonstrate is Narayan, Narayan. So Mahaprabhu dancing and chanting in mad ecstatic love, this was something very interesting, very strange. So immediately, if something strange is going on in our temple, we'll immediately go and call our temple president. So they called Venkatabhatta. Venkatabhatta, he saw Mahaprabhu dancing. He could understand this was not ordinary dancing and chanting. So finally, when Mahaprabhu calmed down a bit, then he approached him and he invited him, "Do you please take your meal in my house and purify my kuti by placing your lotus feet in my house?" So Mahaprabhu agreed. And Venkatabhatta, he was a very clever fellow. He fed Mahaprabhu very nicely, he had him rest. Then he presented that now Chaturmasi has started, rainy season has started. We can't imagine what the roads were like then. It's like, remember, we joined Krishna Balaram Mandir. This was just Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, was just 1.5, not even 2 lanes. You know, you had to dodge very carefully when somebody was coming from the opposite direction. Of course, there wasn't any traffic. If we saw 2 cars in 1 day, that was traffic. And there's only 2 types of cars then. There was Ambassador and there was this little Padmini, Fiat. Now we see this huge road. Somehow they wanted to chop down all the trees to make this road, and somehow it was possible to take it to the court and stop it. Trees are very important, especially old trees. New trees takes a long time. Old trees, they're already accustomed. They've learned how to survive the type of weather here. They provide so much oxygen and so many wonderful things. So we can imagine the roads in those days, just dirt roads. So they would become all muddy. Sometimes we've been on Brajmandal Prikama, And because usually Kartik means it's toward the end of the rainy season, there's not much rain. But sometimes occasionally it rains. I can remember this nice still dirt path when you go from Madhuban to Talavan. And I can remember hiking up our dhotis past our knees and stepping in the mud. So he said, now the roads will be all muddy. Sometimes the bridges will be washed out. Better you just stay here for 4 months. Venkatapata was a very clever fellow. He said, you just stay here for 4 months. It's not too troublesome to travel. So he kept Mahaprabhu in his house. That place is still there. Now it's known as Jagannath Math. Right across the street from where the descendants of Venkatapata live now, there's Jagannath Math. And very, very interesting deities of Jagannath are there. And legend has it that Mahaprabhu himself carved them. As I said, we don't have much information, written information about Gopal Bhatt, but legend has it that he carved those deities. And the present descendant of Venkatapata, his name is Murli Bhatta. He's a very, very sweet fellow. Not to be confused, the Pujari at Jagannath Math is also known as Murlidhar. He's also very nice. But the actual descendant of Venkatapata is Murli Bhatt. And when I was there, we visited that place. He found out some ISKCON devotees had come, so immediately came across the street and invited us. He says, whenever devotees from ISKCON come, it's like my relatives have come. I feel like family has come. And he said, actually, we're Gaudiya Sri Vaishnavas. He said that, we're Gaudiya Sri Vaishnavas because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he told me, he says, actually, Ranganath is not Narayan. You won't see four arms, you only see two. One is behind his head, one other one's down by his waist. And we can see the mark where Mother Yasoda tied the rope around his belly. That mark is still there. So he told us this nice information. So Venkatapata had a very young son named Gopal. He was quite young at the time. If I said he's unique, most of the Goswamis, and much later in their lives, they met Mahaprabhu. But Gopal Bhatt, from the very beginning of his life, he met Mahaprabhu. And for 4 months, Mahaprabhu stayed there in Venkatapata's house, and he preached to Gopal Bhatta. He was a very exceptional child, very at a very young age. He was very, his parents saw his proclivity for learning. Mostly kids, they like to play and fool around. They go to school, the first day of school is always very traumatic. The kids are crying. But he was very, he had his inclination towards study. So for 4 months, he got Mahaprabhu's personal association. Just imagine, you come here for BIHE and for 4 months, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is your teacher. We can't imagine the fortune of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. The one time during those 4 months, Gopal Bhatta and Venkatapata, they were walking on the bank of the Kaveri River. Because Kaveri River comes down and then it splits in half. So Sri Ranga was right in the island in the middle, and there's seven gates around it. Very interesting. So they were walking on the bank of the Kaveri, and Mahaprabhu, in joking mood, He has Venkatapati, you Lakshmiji, she's known as the most chaste. She's always on the chest of Lord Vishnu. She's the most chaste woman in existence. But still, she desired to associate with Krishna in Vrindavan. And they get a batos, essentially, Krishna and Narayan, they're essentially the same. Krishna, Narayan is his majestic form, and Krishna is his form as a cowherd boy. So if she wanted to associate with her husband in another form, what is the fault? And Mahaprabhu, of course there is no fault. I wasn't referring to that. But she was not allowed. She was not allowed to enter the Rasleela. All the scriptures proclaim this. Then Venkatapati says, "My intelligence, you are the..." Then he realized, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He said, "You are the Supreme, only you can understand your pastime. My mind doesn't go that far." And Mahaprabhu says, "Yes, because Rasleela is very, very confidential. Only those who become the followers of the Brijbasis, they can enter, especially the cowherd damsels of Braj." Almost every day, somebody's been quoting this verse from Srinath Chakravarti. Araj Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayas Tadama Vrindavanam. Ramya Kachid Pasana Brajavadu Va Kalpita. Kalpita, whatever the gopis have imagined, that is the best upasana, that is the best way of worshipping Krishna. So especially we have to become followers. But Lakshmiji, she's got this abhiman, this mood that she's the wife of Vaikunthapati Narayan. How is she going to follow a cowgirl? Cowgirls are making cow patties, they're milking cows. So she's still there, you can go and see. Now the government has made beautiful, it's tiny. When I first went there, it was just like a little... There was a wall and there were some shops in that wall, and one of those shops was Lakshmi Temple. Like that. Then somebody built a nice temple, and now they destroyed that wall and made it even further. They gave more room, made a beautiful wall, and beautiful temple is there. And you can see Lakshmi there with her four arms. She's in meditation. She's trying to enter, still today, trying to enter in Braj. But unless you become the followers of the cowherd damsels of Braj, or the followers of the Brijbasis. Because the Brijbasis, they don't know that Krishna is God. It may be some saint, maybe some demigod, or maybe some great personality. Even one time, Upananda told Nanda Maharaj, "You shouldn't... You have to stop chasing this fellow with sticks and pulling his ear and chastising him." Because after all, Gargamuni said he may be some great personality, he may be some demigod. He even hinted he may be equal to Narayan himself. And then the Baba said, "Great personality? We see that ordinary persons... They can control their senses, but this fellow, he has to eat all day long, and if there's not enough sugar in the sweets, oh my God, what a tantrum he throws." You say he's a great personality? The night when it thunders, he comes running and crawls in bed with me. He's afraid of the thunder. This is a great personality? And ordinary people, great personalities, are always very truthful. But this guy's the biggest liar in the whole of Braj. He's got butter all over his mouth, all over his hand. Did you steal the butter? Nope, I wasn't anywhere near. Were you bothering the gopis? No, I was a completely different place. He's the biggest liar. You say maybe some demigod. He never tells the truth. And then the Baba, he just began to laugh and laugh and laugh. Vishvas, they don't know Krishna. This is Madhurya. This covers this Aishwarya. Then Katapata was astonished. Then he understood. Although essentially Narayan and Krishna are the same, but still Krishna, but he has qualities better than Narayan. Madhurya, the sweetness. So you can still go there to Belva and you see Lakshmiji, she's sitting there. And you see Krishna has got his hand like this. Because the month after one month after Kartik, that's Katyayani Vrat, then after that is that we're studying in Bhagavatam. And month after that is Pos. So one Thursday in the month of Pos, Krishna decided to go and see Lakshmiji there in Beldam. So he came there, she was wrapped in meditation, so he came as a little boy because he was a big, big Lakshmi, so he came as a little boy. And he began to cry because she was just sitting in meditation. And her meditation broke. Now Lakshmiji is a woman. How can she tolerate a child crying? But even today, if you go there, hardly this tiny little village, even the bus can't go there. We have to walk there. So we can't imagine by the new tiny little village what you'll get. Just some rice and dal. She made some khichdi. You'll see there that the favorite bhog, if you ask the pujari, you get some nice khichdi prasad. Because that's all she found. The whole thing was in the village, some rice and some dal. She made some khichdi. So nobody knows which Thursday of the month of Pos. So every Thursday there's a big khichdi mela. It's a big khichdi mela there in Belva. These big businessmen come and they set up huge woks like this and they're just serving out hot khichdi, not just fire hot, but spicy hot. So then, finally, this was toward the end of Mahaprabhu's stay, so finally the 4 months came to an end. So Mahaprabhu was preparing to leave and Gopalpata was crying and crying, so Mahaprabhu delayed his departure for a few more days. But finally, he was ready to leave and he told Gopal that you stay here and you serve your mother and father till they leave this world. And every Indian devotee knows their mother, your mother and father will try to get you married in so many ways. Don't ever get married. And as soon as you can, you go to Vrindavan. And you will meet with Rupa and Sanat. And this is amazing. Mahaprabhu hasn't even been to, hasn't even seen Rupa or Sanatan yet. But he's telling you, you will meet Rupa and Sanatan there. This is future. He hasn't even been to, we told that story the other day in Sanatana Goswami's disappearance day. But he hasn't even been. The omniscient Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can understand the future. I will send Rupa and Sanatan there. You join them. And later he told Rupa Sanatana, when you go to Vrindavan, then Gopalbhatta will come. You treat him just like your younger brother. You take very nice care of him. So even before he met Rupa Sanatana, he said, you will meet Rupa Sanatana there. And then Mahaprabhu went on his way. So his uncle was Prabodhanand Saraswati. So from him he learned so much information because he also heard Mahaprabhu's preaching. We know Prabodhanand, he's written so many. This Vrindavan Mahima Mitra and Vrindavan Satyaka, so many luscious poetry about Braj. This Samadhi is just behind. You go to Kaliyagad, and then just behind there's a little place where Samadhi is there. Bhajan Kutir and Samadhi. In fact, when I was president and totally fried with management, then I used to go there because nobody will find you there. Just sit with Prabodhan and Saraswati and chant. So, Gopal Bhatti, he served his mother and father until they left this world. They tried to get him married in so many ways, he refused. Then he left. As soon as he got the opportunity, he left for her. He ran, practically, to Vrindavan. On the way, he picked up this wonderful book, Bilbam Gangala Thakur, Krishna Karnamrit. And he's written a very wonderful commentary in Krishna Karnamrit. Nectar for the ear of Krishna. Mahaprabhu loved this book. He came to Vrindavan, the Goswamis, they were very happy to meet him. They kept him as their, just like their younger brother, they treated him with so much love and they trained him in so many ways. And Gopal was a little disturbed because sometimes Mahaprabhu would send message. Of course, when he arrived in Vrindavan, immediately the Goswami sent message. Not by WhatsApp or Messenger. Messenger meant you many days would go take to get the message there, and maybe you, after days you would get a message back, somebody would come that way. So Mahaprabhu was very happy when he heard that Gopal Bhatta arrived in Vrindavan. And sometimes he was sending messages for Rupa and Sanatan to come. We know many times, we've read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, how they visited Mahaprabhu in Puri. So Gopal Bhatta was a little disturbed. So one time, I can't remember, it was Rupa or Sanatan went, he sent message that you invite everyone else, but you never invite me. And Mahaprabhu, what did he do? He sent back his kopin and a little wooden asan. That wooden asan, because so much oil has been smeared on it over 500 years, totally black. You won't recognize it as wood. Looks like stone. But whenever they have, especially on the Jamastami or Radharaman's appearance day, then you can see in that silver throne this little black shiny thing, that's the asan Mahaprabhu used to sit on. And he gave him his bahiras, his outer garments. And he said, you stay in Vrindavan, you worship these things, it's non-different for me. So he never met Mahaprabhu. In those 4 months, he got very special association. When finally he heard that Mahaprabhu was left, he was so distraught. When Mahaprabhu came to him in a dream and told him to go to Muktinath, the source of the Gandaki Nadi. This is practically the only time he left Vrindavan. He went off to Muktinath. On the way, he passed through what is now known as Saharanpur. It was when he stayed at the house of one nice Brahmin named Madhava Prasad Sharma. And he asked him, please give me one of your sons. I'm traveling, it's very difficult, I need some companion. So he told his son Gopinath to go with him and serve him very nicely. So Gopinath went and served him. He got there to Muktinath. He dipped his lota in the water to take bath, but he saw some Shalagram Shilas had come inside. He just dipped on the top of the river, not to the bottom, but he dipped like that. Shaligram Shila, he just poured them back. Second time he dipped his loda, again those Shaligram Shilas came, he poured them out. When third time those Shaligram Shilas came, then he said, oh, this is something special. His desire of Lord. So he got 12 Shaligram Shilas. The most attractive of which was one Shila called Damana. We edited the book about Shaligram for Padmanabh Goswami, so we're again re-editing that book and expanding it with many more verses and things. So we're just studying last night about Damodar. We were translating the verse about Damodar, that he's dark greenish color like durva grass, and small mouth, and so many special things were there. So this special Damodar Shila was there. So he came back to Vrindavan. He was staying just near Niruban, where a very sacred place for Radha and Krishna to take rest. And he was just staying under a tree. There was no temple at that time. And he just had a bag, and he would hang that bag in the tree. In the morning he would take it down, and after taking his bath in Jamuni, he'd worship his Shilas. Meanwhile, all the other Goswamis, they got different deities. Of course, we know Sanatana Goswami got Madan Mohan, and Rupa Goswami got Govinda Dev. So all the Goswamis had these beautiful deities. So one day, it was Nrisimha Chaturdasi. One businessman came, and he was giving flutes and mukhats and jewelry and everything to all the Goswamis for their deities. And he came to Gopal Bhatta, he said, all I have is a Shaligram. So he was feeling sad. All the Goswamis were worshipping nice face and hands and feet, lotus feet. So he read the portion of Srimad Bhagavatam about Nrisimha Lila. And then he prayed to the Lord that somehow or other, just like you've appeared from stone pillar to save your devotee Prahlad, please, you have to save me. In the morning, as per usual, he went to Jamuna, took his bath, he came back, he opened up his bag, and this Damodar Shila had manifested as Sri Radharaman. Sri Radharaman. He was astonished. He called all the other Goswamis. They came. They were also astonished. He's very small, but he was extremely beautiful. And exquisitely detailed. One time somebody gave me some nice binoculars. You can see his toenails. You can see his toe rings. Everything you can see. And you'll never see Radharaman holding a flute. Very rarely. Once in a blue moon. Because the fingers are so delicate, the Goswamis are afraid that for 500 hundreds of years of putting a flute and taking it out, maybe somehow somebody may slip it. Fingers are so delicate. No, but how could anybody carve? They're afraid even to take the flute, put the flute in and take the flute out. So what to speak of carving these tiny, he himself manifests. You see so many details. In fact, he has the lotus feet of Madan Mohan. And the Vakshastal chest of Gopinath. And the Mukachandra, the moon-like face of Govindadev. All three deities are in one. The Goswamis were so amazed. They blessed, they gave all their blessings to Gopal Bhatta to worship this deity. In fact, they made a system that on Jamashtami, they staggered. All the Abhishekas, mostly we do Abhishek at, we're supposed to at midnight, we do at 10 o'clock here, but anyway, Radharaman got Abhishek first. If you go early in the morning, 9 o'clock, you can see the Jamashtami Abhishek of Radharaman. You can see that asan, and they have a frame there with Chandan Tilak on the glass, and behind that glass, if you know, then you can know that's Mahaprabhu's cloth. It's one of the few times you can see is Janmashtami. And it's early in the day. So they were all staggered. Everyone had their Abhishek at a different time, so everybody could go to everybody's Abhishek. So Radha Raman is first, early in the morning. And we know we don't see any Radharani deity with Radha Raman. Actually, none of the deities had Radharani. It wasn't until Janamamata came to Braj and she met Jiva Goswami and suggested that we establish Radharani along with all the deities. This is very interesting because the professional bhajan singers, they always tell some bogus story that Mirabai came and she wanted to meet Jiva Goswami. And he told her that I don't meet any woman. He says, I didn't know there was any other man in Braj. But it's obviously a bogus story because he not only met Janava Mata, but he accepted her suggestion. It's not that he didn't meet women. This is just a bogus story that these professional bhajan singers make up. Jiva Goswami not only met Janava Mata, he accepted her suggestion. And Padmanabha Goswami said that previously there was a Radharani, they established a Radharani deity. And somehow mysteriously she disappeared. So they worship, they have a golden yantra. And then they put a crown and sari and cloth over that. So you'll never see Radharani there. But because Radha Raman is actually Mahaprabhu himself, so Radha Raman is automatically included. There's one time when Bhaktivedanta explains that Gopal Bhatta in great ecstasy, he was worshipping Radha Raman, and suddenly before his eyes, he saw the beautiful form of Mahaprabhu. His hair stood on end, he was totally astounded. Then Mahaprabhu revealed his form is Nimai, because most of the Goswamis, they only knew Mahaprabhu was in his sannyas vesh, with shaved head. But he revealed that form of Nimai with beautiful, long, curly hair, golden complexion, golden dhoti, just before Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Bhaktivedanta explains this. So he had this incredible visions. So Radha Raman is non-different from Mahaprabhu himself. So Radha Raman is automatically included. And somebody built a small temple and then later another temple was built. If by great fortune you've been invited to take Mahaprasad of Radha Raman, that place for you that is now just off the kitchen, where we all sit and take prasad, that was the old temple. You can see it's got doorway like a temple and everything like a temple. And later, I can't remember what year, somebody built this nice temple that's there presently there now, though that has become too small. Padmanabha suggested that they break the behind wall and extend it, but nobody wants to break the temple. But that was too small. My friend Arjun, he went there to take pictures for the appearance day of Radha Raman. He said even Rath Yatra was nothing compared to the pushing and shoving that was going on. Of course, this was after 2 years they were inviting devotees to see. He said Rath Yatra was child's play compared to what was going on. Too small now. So Gopal Bhatta, he's also collaborated with Sanatana Goswami to produce this Hari Bhakti Vilas. A lot of controversy. Some people say Sanatana Goswami did it, some say Gopal Bhatta did it. But mostly everybody agrees that there was some collaboration. Sanatana Goswami built the rough thing and Gopal Bhatta polished it and added some things and published it under his name. But we know in Chaitanya Charitamrita that the whole outline of Hari Bhakti Vilas was given to Sanatana Goswami. And Jiva Goswami in his Mangalacharan to Satsandarbhas even says that actually as Rupa Sanatana they have a friend from, he doesn't mention his name, he says they have a friend from southern India, friend from the south, who has written very nice treatise. But it is in rough form. So taking those notes I'm writing of that friend, that South Indian friend of Rupa and Sanatana, I'm writing this, Satsandarbhas. So actually Satsandarbhas, the original form was put together by Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And of course we mentioned this he's written the Sat Kriya, Deepika, Sara Deepika, something like that, and giving the essence of and giving all the sanskars to, as extensions of Hari Bhakti Vilas. And we mentioned he wrote commentary on Krishna Karnamrita. And his chief disciple was Srinivas. It's interesting, we're singing this song, the first one that's mentioned, Acharya Thakur. His chief disciple was Srinivas Acharya. And we know that Srinivas and Narottam and Shamanan, they went together to take all the books of the Goswamis to East, to Bengal. And of course along the way in Bana Vishnupur they were stolen, and it was Srinivas who later recovered those books. So he was a chief disciple of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And Kavi Karnapur, in his Guru Ganadesha Deepika, where he describes who's who, he says that person who was Ananga Manjari has now come as Gopal Bhatta. And it is the opinion of others that he is Guna Manjari. So he's either Ananga Manjari or Guna Manjari. So he's not very, very special devotee. So on this fifth day of the dark half of the month of Shravan, in 1586, exactly 100 years from the appearance of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu 1486 and 1586. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami had reached 85 years old. On this very day he left this world. And before this, he was worried that what will happen with the worship of Radharaman. So he told, because that devotee who had gone with him, that son of Madhav Prasad, had gone with him to Muktinath, had returned to him with Braj. He was so enchanted. And he stayed with stayed with him. So I believe his name was Gopinath. So when Gopal Bhatta was very old, he asked Gopinath that you please get married and your descendants will worship my Radharaman. He says, look, I haven't been married, but my brother, Damodar, he's married. You give him this service. Yeah? So he called Damodar from Saharanpur, and he gave him the service that your descendants will worship my Radharaman. Until this day, Damodar had four sons. In the beginning, Padmanabha Goswami explained to me, in the beginning only the descendants of the eldest son could do the worship of Radharaman. But eventually they had a big meeting, and then they divided it up amongst all the four sons. So that means every 2.5 years they get 6 months of, they had, everyone gets 6 months of service, every 2.5 years everyone gets his service. And there's one line where they've only had one son. All the others, they have to divide it up into so many, because so many branches are there. They have to divide up the service. This one gets so many days, this one gets so many, this one so many days. But there's one line where only one son has ever come. So he gets the whole 6 months. So the service goes on unbroken to this day like that. And very, very wonderful worship of Radharaman. In fact, Prabhupada said we can learn deity worship from them. And their deity worship is very, very special. In fact, they have a very special way of doing them. But they take Radharamanji to a special room. In fact, there's a kitchen. When you go to take prasad, the kitchen is just off to the left there. You can see a fire. That fire is burning since Gopal Bhatta's time. They never let the coals go out. There's always burning coals there. In the morning they blow on, you know, they fan them and start the fire and put more wood. The same fire has been going on for almost 500 years. And then they have a special room. They take Radharamanji to a special room for his Boga Mandir. Bhaktivinoda sings about Boga Mandir. So they take him to the Boga Mandir. And first, the offering goes on to Radharamanji for, I believe, half hour. Then they make offering in their minds. They make the offering to Radharani, Radharamanji's remnants. That goes on for some time. And then the Sakis, they enjoy the remnants of Radharani. And then they meditate for 5 minutes that the Sakis are offering the remnants to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So it's a whole process, about 45 minutes, an hour like that. Special bhog offering goes on. And so we can see that even nowadays it's one of the, becoming more and more popular. Just like you said, it was so crowded for the Appearance Day festival. So Gopal Bhatta, on this day, he disappeared from this world in 1586. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Yes, in the very back, Devi Shakti. I don't know, I never asked that question. I really don't know. But I noticed that everybody else sort of puts them at an angle, and it's very difficult to get nice pictures. But last month was the service of Sri Vatsa Goswami, and he puts them straight, so it's very nice to take pictures. And you'll see, each Goswami has different conch shell eyes. And some of them are very sweetly shaped, and each Goswami has special, they have their own special eyes. And they keep all of the very valuable paraphernalia locked up in a room. And only the representative of each line has to come. Each line has a key. And they have to open, all four have to be there to open up the jewelry. And then they have to be there to, when it's, they mark it down that it's put back. Just like for Shravan Purnima, there's a special jewel, so many different jewels. Diamonds and rubies and pearls, especially crown for Shravan Purnima. So those are all locked up, and only when the four keys come they can take them out, and then the four keys have to come and open up and put them back. Yes.
The eyes of Radha Bhagavan, the ear I cannot transform it, which he was having two eyes, very beautiful. And one king come for Darshan, and the Pujari showed the ear of Radha Bhagavan, it was Chakra. And he put one more sleep inside, but at the time Radha Bhagavan cried from his eyes, and he lost the.
I don't know, I never heard the story. So if there's no more questions or comments, we can fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who presented us Gopal Bhatta Goswami and all the Goswamis. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami Prabhu ki. Amen.